Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that man's logic is continually changing with the culture, where God's word is always the same. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I was visiting in an area, and some people invited me to go to their church, and so I went to their church with them. It wasn't really in line up where I would go to church in a normal way, although it was Baptist. It just wasn't my crowd because it wasn't true to the fundamentals of the faith. They had a discussion class. Everyone, it seems like, had a different version of the Bible, so everyone thought his version was right, and they all differed one with another. You talk about confusion, that is confusion. I've sat in and seen people when they bring up a question or discussion class and says, well, I don't think God cares if you take a celebratory drink in when you have a great victory, sports victory. Oh, and then they'll add this. Hey, have you ever drunk cough syrup? Then you've had alcohol. Now, I did answer one time. I said, so just to be on the safe side and keep your testimony before those that doubt what you're saying, why not drink a toast of cough syrup? Just drink cough syrup as a toast. So it's really not celebrating. It's using the flesh to satisfy your fleshly needs that you think are fleshly. They are worldly. They're evil. They're wrong. I had one said, I see nothing wrong with a victory cigar or giving a cigar for when a new baby is born and lighting up to celebrate. I think you don't think anything is wrong if I was standing outside in a spit. But since you don't see anything wrong with spitting, I'll just spit in your house. I'll just spit on your floor. I'll spit in the plates that you eat off of. Well, you'd have a problem with that. Well, then why don't you just grow up and quit trying to turn God's grace into lasciviousness, quit trying to be the devil's advocate, and take another direction. Stand for the holiness, the righteousness, and the purity of our God and Father. You know, this world is swayed more by logic than it is truth. And therefore, logic oftentimes lacks the knowledge of the truth. But it changes. That logic changes when the culture changes. God's word stands forever. It's unchanging. It's God-breathed. And it's always, always right. And it's always true. Preserved for us from the Masoretic and Textus Receptus in the King James Version of the Bible, which is proven to be the right, the best translation into English because it's using the right text. And by the way, those who become the devil's advocate understand one day you're going to stand before the great judge of the universe. That's right. Every one of us will give an account of himself unto God. Are you ready for that? Are you going to rebuke God for his holiness? Are you going to do like Adam when he got caught? Lord, it's this woman you made. Woman, well, it's this serpent you made. Poor old serpent didn't have anybody to turn to. Now, it is necessary for the preacher to be taught by good men who hold to the belief of the total word-for-word God-breathed inspiration and preservation of the word. I mean, how can we be held into account for a word if it's not preserved, if we don't even have it in its total? However, it must be ultimately confirmed to the preacher by the Holy Spirit. Now look, in preaching the word, John chapters 14 through 16, we see the Holy Spirit of God is very active in the life of a believer. Therefore, the preacher is to learn doctrine, that he might be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince, what? He says, the gainsayers. Boy, the gainsayers. Those people that deny and oppose those truths, those fundamentals, those standards. To think modesty preaching is his legalistic. And they cry legalist. Someone asked me, and I'll probably get some hell on this. What about Christian ballet? Christian? I don't read anywhere in the Bible where Christ did ballet. Christian means Christ-like, so is it there? But let me just take a little bit more than that. They take their little ones to ballet class. They're dressed in the tights and everything else. But you realize the homosexuals that watch that and check out your kid? Is that what you want? Do you want your child's body being displayed before everybody in a way that stirs the lust of the most depraved minds? And it will if it's something in public. It does come out public. Look, I've been in enough churches and all that that were men that you thought were good men of the Lord ended up as homosexuals that nobody knew is well covered. Lesbians and all other kinds of filth. So you've got to learn that God's way is right and liberty is never, 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 never right to fulfill lasciviousness. Look, grace and liberty do not apply to the flesh. Get this, a biblical principle. Grace and liberty is not an occasion for the flesh. Grace and liberty gives us freedom from the power of the flesh. Not the power that allows us to do and fulfill the fleshly things, but it gives us freedom from the evilness of the flesh. Therefore, preachers need to learn sound doctrine. Learn sound doctrine. That he might, by sound doctrine, both exhort and convince the gainsayer. But you keep seeing that idea of the gainsayers. They want to contradict all that is decent. They're opposed in a church, the gainsayers will be that one that's opposed, that's contradicting that preacher that preaches the Word of God and names and mentions sins. He's the one that'll be opposing that. He's the one that'll be saying, how unloving. Can you imagine some chocolate filled with strychnine poison, but it looks like a chocolate piece of candy, and the guy knows it. And he could tell your child or tell you before either one of you eat it, but he says, no, that would be so unloving to tell them the danger of eating chocolate, that chocolate. You say, well, Pastor, that's ridiculous. That's no more ridiculous than what you're trying to say about it's the liberty to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, you need to decide whose side you're on. You're either on the Lord's side or not. But again, now we're talking about preachers here. A preacher has to preach it. This is his responsibility. I've had more and more in these last days, especially with the COVID thing and doing churches by live stream and all that. People say, wow, your church still sings the old hymns. Your church still uses the Bible. Your church still has an invitation. Ours used to years ago. But you see, the Bible does tell us this and warns us of it. I mean, if you want a sure sign of the last days, now some people say Israel back in the land. Oh, that's a picture of the last days. Oh, there are earthquakes and all these other things in diverse places. Oh, yes, this is the last days. Well, let me tell you one of the solid, sure sign of the last days. They will not endure sound doctrine. You're going to church where they're preaching sound doctrine and you hate it. You're going to go to another church where you can rock and roll. My friend, you're not enduring sound doctrine and you're walking on dangerous ground. If you're saved, you're going to come under the chastening and perhaps the scourging of God. Now, I say that truth in love because I don't want you to have to come under that. And I'm not going to sit here and call you a name. I'm just going to tell you it as it is because it's God's word. And that's my duty. So again, we're not going to corrupt doctrine. 2 Timothy taught us that more and more of these are like that. And therefore, that's why you see so many local churches are caught up with religious marketers. Contemporary religion. Who tickle the ears. They make us feel good about ourselves. While we continue in our carnality.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.